Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am being threatened with jail by the criminal United States Department of Commerce occupied by foreign banks who, via the RAND Corporation, are publicly establishing a United Nations occupation force. Now, I've covered this a few years ago and also covered it 15 years ago, but I thought today I would explain to you why all of this is happening. Here's the actual plan for paramilitary police, literally in your home, running checkpoints, re-education centers, everything. It's from the RAND Corporation. It's a 200-plus page stability police force for the United States, justification and options for creating U.S. capabilities. The first version of this I saw in 1998, and it's got a whole index of other accompanying papers. This is how they're going to lock you and your family up at a forced labor camp. So I'm going to integrate this in with internment and resettlement operations, FM3-3940 today. Now, you wonder why all this unconstitutional stuff's going on. It's because the lawless have taken over, and they're breaking our will right now. We're going to stick our hands down your pants at the airport. Now it's going to be on the side of the highway. Now we're going to go inside your body on the side of the highway, randomly pulling you over. Now we're going to shove needles in your arms. Now we're going to question your kids about you. And the so-called census is every 10 years to apportion the members of Congress. How many members of the House? You get two senators. How many members of the House you get? It goes back to the Bible, the Leviticus, and several other books to number the people. And the general public, not maybe one out of 50 or so get the yearly survey now, but businesses get the yearly and even monthly survey telling me to go get tens of thousands of dollars of accounting done under penalty of perjury. And it says, 2 months ago, we requested that you participate. We requested you participate in a mandatory, see, it's all written fraud-wise. This is fraud. They don't care. They're lawless crooks. In a mandatory national survey by completing the 2012 annual services report. Stocks, bonds, officers, licenses. I mean, when I said $10,000, if I actually accounted and did this right, it'd cost us $100,000, $200,000. We would shut down. Plus, it says under penalty of perjury, fill this out. You can go to hell, crooks. Okay? How's that sound? I'm going to write Fifth Amendment on this, and I'm going to mail it back to you again. Just like the IRS charity head, top IRS official invokes Fifth Amendment in congressional hearing about Tea Party targeting program. By the way, the Tea Party folks went out, about the most law-abiding group out there. I've seen the statistics. You've seen them as well. Went out to protest the IRS building, and they had the federal police out there with their guns, and their body language was sticking their chest out, bugging their eyes out at them, at the Tea Partiers. That's what the 2 billion bullets are for. That's what the paper targets of old ladies and little kids are for. Folks, I've been to the urban warfare drills, but it's all public in the Army Manual FM3-39.40. Internment resettlement. It's all public in the national, international. It talks about UN forces in America, how the UN and NATO have occupied and how they're going to do it. They're imploding America. And then they call themselves the stability force while they do it. Now, the good news is I talk to feds, I talk to police, you name it. Most of them are awake, but they're still got their job being ordered to do this. But we're being converted into poverty. That's the globalist management system. So I thought I'd go through some of the police state news today. By the way, they just came this morning with this. They were here last week, too, threatening us. This is the example of what we live under. But the Fifth Amendment's only for the foreign banking cartels collection agency, the IRS. It's not for you.
Now that we have moved into the winter season, there is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us on this Wednesday, the 22nd day of May, 2013. No guest today, so we can cover the news and obviously take your phone calls. I got in here this morning and went over the news, and it just absolutely mortified me, because the criminal elements of government and corporations are in a pedal to the metal, balls to the walls, Mach 10 hair on fire, bum rush, counteroffensive against common sense and humanity. Now, they see us waking up and speaking out and acting like free people as a counteroffensive. We're just trying to survive and get some oxygen into our lungs. We're just trying to build a civilization for our families and our children. But the control freaks have all convinced themselves that they're better than us and that they deserve to rule over us. And what's happening is the Western world under Agenda 21 is publicly being shut down. They are publicly collapsing the entire Western world while trying to collapse the Third World as well. That came out almost 4 years ago in the Copenhagen documents, where they were going to have right at double the carbon taxes on the Third World they were going to have on the West. And they had told the third world, we're going to shut down the wealthy West and give you all the money, trying to use class envy. And, of course, then the treaty came out, and it was a anti-human manifesto of Agenda 21 Part 2. And this is what we're under. And the frustration is, for somebody that's read Agenda 21 and somebody who's read the accompanying documents and someone who studies all of this, then I read internment and resettlement operations, FM3-3940, and even more importantly, the master document that's been reissued since about 1998 over and over again at the RAND Corporation's own website. It's thousands of pages long. The latest edition is 200 plus pages. A stability police force for the United States, justification and options for creating U.S. capabilities. Over the years, I have read different versions of this, scanned over it. Last night, I spent about an hour here at the office and about 2 hours at home rereading it. And it made me physically ill. Physically ill. I actually got nauseous, probably because I was so exhausted, and about 2 a.m. went in and almost threw up. But it was psychologically being so obsessed with reality and knowing everything about the program. And when I see cops and I see training and I see newscast, I know it's just the latest incremental rollout. And the cops and the media don't know this. People don't go read all this. This says UN-directed, occupied federal police under the Department of Defense via the Rural Affairs Council, which you now have under Obama in place, though this was proposed in 98, literally calling it a stability force, police force for the United States, and talking about how it's the UN-NATO model in all the countries they've occupied, and how they're going to interrogate us, how they're going to break us down, how they're going to phase in banning protest by free speech zones and then saying protesting isn't safe, and how they're going to phase out liberty. But they propose it as a service to humanity brought to you by the United Nations and Interpol. And even the average constitutional lawyer is not going to read this. And about 2 a.m., I just got on my knees in the living room and I said, God, do we have to go through this? Because I know what's going to unfold. I know the whole program. It's so horrible. They're just going to keep turning all the industry off. In fact, there's an article in there in the broadcast studio in the control room. Austin American Statesman, will you bring me the Austin American Statesman from Monday? Or maybe it's Sunday. The headline, it was Monday. The headline was poor flood to Texas, to Austin, as the rest of the country collapses. And it's going to be like this everywhere. And people that still have jobs are going to be hunted by the criminals and hunted by the parasitic government and corporations. And it's just trampling and being trampled on. And they are imploding the world and then posing as the saviors of the stability force while they do it. And I have a stack of news here today. One of them is linked up on DrudgeReport.com on the left-hand side. Armed Homeland Guards protect IRS from Tea Party protesters. And I just look at this whole criminal class. Even the IRS is illegal. Threatening you with perjury if you don't fill out all these, you know, hundreds of forms that no one can get right because it's not meant to be gotten right, so they can make you a criminal and take everything you've got. And then most of the politicians don't even pay taxes. The big mega banks don't pay any taxes. That's on record. I mean, it's just a total mafia now saying the answer is make us all poor so that we're not uppity, and then posing as saviors while they implode it all. And then Congress tries to reassert itself and says, let us see all these documents. And IRS says, no, we're not going to show them to you. Well, they should all be arrested, but they won't be. And the head of the IRS division, who's been caught running the persecution, obviously ordered to do it. I've seen MSNBC 3 years ago. By the way, we found the clips. And then they, and in the last few days, they've been saying, of course we target the Tea Party. They're racist and deserve to be arrested. They deserve to be spied on without warrants. And the thing is, these idiot Democrat minions, they're being chemtrailed. They're being given deadly shots. They're eating GMO. Their kids are mentally retarded. Their IQs are dropping. I mean, all over the U.S., folks, we lead the world. The IQs have dropped. I was saying 10 points. That was like 15-year-old data. It's like 20 points. Pretty soon. Look. You know, the good news for all of you is this isn't going to go on much longer. In the H1N1 vaccine and the rest of it are the, quote, stress vaccine. And what it is a virus that actually eats part of your brain. And that's why the public, most of them, can't even do anything anymore. I mean, they're already killing everybody. It's unbelievable. And it's just going to get incrementally crazier and crazier. And, I mean, I'm up at 2 a.m. reading how they're going to occupy us with U.N. troops. And then knowing when I come on today and show you out of this document where they say all of it, out of the Rand Corporation Arroyo Center, that I've read every year's permutation. I hadn't looked at this in about a year, so I pulled it up yesterday, and it was even worse. I mean, it describes it all in there. How they're going to occupy us, and it even shows the blue and white trucks for the Sustainability Police Force. And by the way, it was those same blue and white trucks confronting and getting in the face of the peaceful Tea Partiers, going to the IRS. And the feds are there with cameras videotaping them, trying to intimidate them. There's feds in black suits standing there, bugging their eyes out at people as they walk by in the parking lot. And then people go over and try to talk to them. And then the arrogance goes out of the face of the fed. And he touches the guy and says, move along. I mean, just idiots thinking they're on a winning team for a globalist, soft-killed, incremental siege destruction system. I mean, we're going to see toll roads put everywhere, everything bankrupted, all the small businesses shut down by design, and just the destruction of prosperity with the globalists exempt from everything, buying everything up, and everyone kissing their butts. And then the crime's going to be so bad, you're going to be glad to see security guards. You're going to be glad to see cops in black uniforms. You're going to be glad because the petty crime is going up all over the country. Not the violent crime, because they're afraid of that, because they know people have guns. But the petty crime is exploding. But it won't matter. You'll see it as protection. But then, meanwhile, the system, through 100 other ways, is going to absolutely drain you, no matter how much money you make. If you're not an insider, you will pay 100% tax. 100%. Reuters reported France now has a 100% tax rate. I tried to do the math last year when I saw the numbers. 75% national tax on middle class and wealthy. And then another 75% on that, but I couldn't add up all the local other taxes. But Reuters reported that it's 100%. There it is. Taxes on some wealthy French tops. 100%. What did Thomas Jefferson say? The level of tyranny will be you live under. Whatever level you put up with, it is maximum evil. Maximum. And I just got another process server at the office from the Department of Commerce, and they're now saying they're going to fine me or arrest me if I don't spend, it's got to be $100,000, to tell them just every dime. And they say if it isn't accurate, I will be arrested for that, and I have no Fifth Amendment. The IRS folks was set up when they set up the private Federal Reserve. All the money goes offshore. None of it runs the country. It's the Gestapo. It's meant to shut down their competition. All the elites are exempt. They've written the laws. Google, 0% tax. General Electric, 0% tax. JP Morgan, 0% tax. And they've got the private security firms, and they run the NSA. The big banks, they all run the NSA. The telecommunications companies aren't jacked by the NSA. They are the NSA. I mean, their meetings are all public. They're the global government. By the way, they've announced they're not going to allow protest. Of course, everybody's still going to go at Bilderberg. They said, well, you might do something wrong, so we're not allowing permits northwest of London for citizens to go protest 150 global leaders meeting in secret. See, the first it didn't exist. Now Now it's in the local paper in London that the police are saying, because the mayor said that protesting is bad. See, oh, we're so free in North Korea.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
So, a natural disaster strikes and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We're going to get into a plethora of video clips, audio clips. I'm going to break down one of the top IRS minions of the foreign banks, one of the occupiers of this country. She took the Fifth. She said that's the right of all innocent people to protect themselves from persecution. The IRS is a government agency, but it collects money for the private Federal Reserve. We built this country without the IRS, and most IRS employees I know, because you can't take a swing in the dark without running into an IRS agent here in Austin. It's one of the biggest IRS command bases in the country. In fact, just right where my office is, there's IRS stuff all around here. They all know it's a fraud. They all know they can't go after billionaires and insiders, and they're told who to go after, who to not. It's always been that way. And America's just now going, wait, Google pays 0% tax, and then domestically 3.4%, and Obama pays 18%, but Alex Jones pays 40%. And anybody making over $125,000 a year knows you pay 40% now. And that's just that tax. Then there's all the dozens and dozens of others. But I just showed TV viewers 100% tax on anybody making over €1 million a year. And that's about $1 million. Now, remember, when you're paying 75% federal tax, that's €250,000. Then you pay all the local taxes, and then they now have a tax on whatever's left federally. Is 100%. 100%. 100. And then it came out a few months ago that the entire Socialist Party, all the leaders were paying no tax, and the EU bureaucrats are tax exempt. And the French actually rioted. A bunch of cities got burned partially. Oh, but the French rioting. Did you hear that in the news? I mean, it was a footnote in the French news. You ready to pay 100% tax? And by the way, there's all these people that are, you know, making $20,000 a year, $30,000, and they hate everybody who makes more than them. Who do you think gives you a job? Who do you think comes in your restaurant? Who do you think buys a car from your car lot? Who do you think? The more money there is in and the bigger the middle class and the more real wealthy you've got who build houses and buy cars and send kids to college and go on trips there and buy books, and you get an economy, a complex economy that isn't a one-crop economy. But America, to use an economic term, is going into a one-crop economy, and that's tyranny and oppression and monopoly. And I'm going to try to calm down when we come back in the next segment. It's a longer segment, and I'm going to get into the whole IRS thing. I'm going to get into all the other news. But, you know, I started reading again, and I'm going to cover this in the third hour today. A sustainability police force for the United States, justification and options for creating U.S. capabilities. And the first time I read this, the Austin American Statesman had an article in 1998. This is a new version, updated. And it said, oh, there's going to be terror attacks in America soon. And Rand Corporation says we need to get rid of our freedom and have troops on every corner and spies everywhere. But this will be our new economy. And it's going to be great. And so I went to the UT Law Library, couldn't find it online at the time, got a copy of it, checked it out. They acted like secret agents when I tried to get a copy of it from them. They had it back in the stacks that only PhDs could get. But somebody was a fan there, so they let me have it. And I read the thing, and it was everything they've now set up. You read the Rand Corporation documents on Federal Police Force, Sustainability Force from 1998, folks. It's all happened now. Now, that's why I'm freaked out. Man, you read the new one. The reason it's a cross between getting a chill, getting tears in my eyes, and also going into rage. That what am I supposed to do to get the public and everybody to realize this is a criminal takeover, admittedly. And they talk about a stability program, just like the British Ministry of Defense 2007 report. Guys, you type in flash mobs, British report. It's London Guardian top link, and print me that report as well. It's a 90-something page report. The London Guardian article had the link to it, and it describes how society's going to collapse. But what they don't tell you in these reports is what's in the other reports, the Agenda 21 and others, where, and I played the Maurice Strong clips and Ted Turner clips, where they're going to shut everything off. They're going to shut your health care off. They're going to jack up all your fuel prices. They're already doing it. They're going to put crap in the food and water where you get so sick, you collapse into the system, and it's there helping you, and it'll give you the morphine drip. And now they've come out and said, and we're going to no longer allow you to be buried or cremated. They're going to put you into a tank that renders you down for farm fertilizer. That's all been announced. So it's Soylent Green, how they're going to process all of us, and they're just going to start killing everybody. They're already doing it. And I've got to read them how they're doing it, and I'm like, what are we going to do to stop this craziness?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
My friends, I'm going to get into the IRS news. I'm going to get into all the latest developments. But people are up in arms about the IRS harassing pro-life groups, churches, Billy Graham's son, libertarian groups. Of course they do. Don Salazar's got an article coming out where we've confirmed they're federalizing local police around the country. It's all part of the RAND Corporation plan. They wear bizarre red armbands. And they took part in helping arrest Adam Kokesh when he was on federal property. Local Philadelphia police did. But in there, they list these local federal specialized police as anti-terror and anti-civil disobedience. And they list protesting as civil disobedience. Protesting, demonstrating as people getting together saying, we don't like what you're doing. This is our country. But all over the U.S., they will not issue protest permits to any type of libertarian or conservative group. I don't get permits. I go on the Capitol and I protest. I go into the Capitol and get in people's face And the police stood down and did their job because they, A, don't like what's happening. I happen to have talked to some of the top people. And B, they understood, hey, you get a permit if you want the steps all to yourself, just like you get a permit to block a road for your parade. Then you've got to get a permit because you're blocking everybody else. But see, that's why gun permits, sure, you get a permit to be specially trained and to have it concealed, because common law says you can't have concealed weapons because bad guys carry concealed weapons. So now we can, because it's illegal to have concealed weapons under common law, we can give you a license to have one. Because it can also scare the bad guys. But see, then it turns the idea of owning guns into a permit, period. Kind of like, oh, you want a church? Now you got to have a permit for that. Well, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Oh, well, you're not really a church technically. You're a charity now, and that's what we passed the law on, because Congress can make a law on a charity, and you've opted in to be a charity. See, it's all contract fraud. And so the IRS people have been caught, and the whole administration's clamming up, and they're taking the fifth, just like on Fast and Furious. And it's gone all the way up to the top person, right under the director, and the head of the IRS is resigning right when they were already retiring. It's all smoke and mirrors. It's all cynical jokes. And she says, I'm taking the Fifth Amendment, which doesn't mean I'm guilty. It's to protect innocent people from persecution. You bet it is, baby cakes. But I know what the IRS does. I've experienced it, and other constitutionalists I know have experienced it. I don't make a big deal out of it because I'm busy fighting the New World Order. I'm not, you know, when dirty tricks go on, all sorts of stuff, I just know I'm over the target. But of course they persecute people. I mean, I've had them, federal and state and local police, let's not exaggerate, 30-plus times conservatively over the years, come up and go, hey, Alex, let's blow some stuff up. Let's kill some cops. And when that didn't work, I'm out covering an urban warfare drill, and a commando rolls out of the bushes in front of me and Mike Hansen and starts lighting fires, going, you shouldn't have done this. And then the guy was surprised when we jumped on him. I'm not going to brag about what went on, but the point is it's all what you're with the government, so you're real tough. I'm supposed to be scared of you. You know what? Somebody in the wrong cannot stand up against somebody who's in the right who keeps on it coming. And the point is, I know what I'm talking about, okay? I mean, you know what it's like to go over a 200-page document like I did last night, scanning through it, probably read half of it again, and to have the memories of all their other reports that they've now gotten done. And then this means I'll be sitting here, if I'm lucky, in 10 years, reading and the next report, and all of this would have been done. The UN model occupation of a federal mercenary force, the overthrow of due process, spy networks, and what's crazy is it is a UN implosion model. Just like the Soviets would take over a country, cut off the resources to bankrupt everybody for a couple of years to then break their will, and then reorganize things under insiders' control. It's a criminal instinct. And just like Mao did that with the Great Leap Forward Cultural Revolution, and just like the EU's doing with its high taxes that the insiders are exempt from, this is a criminal monopoly takeover. It is like robbing a bank. I mean, it is totally 100% from every angle, inside and out, a criminal takeover, and this is nothing. The physical occupation is at least something people are going to be able to see. And the staged domestic terror attacks, they say, are going to start, which you saw at Boston. By the way, one of the roommates, one of the witnesses, said the FBI wants to come talk to me. I know they're going to kill me. They got him in custody and shot him in the head. You know, oh, FBI wants to talk to Alex Jones, and he died during questioning. I mean that's the headline here. That could happen to anybody. That's how it works in the third world. Oh, it said the FBI agent didn't need to go to the hospital. They're not going to say what it was, but he may have pulled his hand away. So we shot him a couple times in the head. FBI kills Tamerlan acquaintance. Told friends he thought the FBI was coming to kill him, and they said, no, this is America, the friends are quoted as saying. You'll be fine. I like the kids at Waco, the babies, when the Delta Force put that mine, that anti-personnel shaped charge on top of the church records building. the only concrete structure inside the compound. And then the army posed with the skulls, including children's skulls. Because nothing's more manly than a skull, huh? Really, I thought it was manly to raise a family and train people in the ways of being good and strong and building a civilization. I didn't know it was only manly to kill children. But don't worry, you're all going to be killed too. So drink your fluoride and take all your vaccines and kiss your life goodbye. Because I've looked at the actuaries, the death rate, and the increase in cancer and autism and neurological disorders, and it's increasing close to 100% every 7 years or so, depending. That's a guesstimation. But you think a couple thousand percentage point in diabetes is bad now in the last 20, 30 years? Even higher if you go back to the 1950s? Cancer rates, same thing, all these other... Oh, don't worry. Oh, you're an environmentalist? You think humans are the problem? You think carbon dioxide we exhale is the problem? Don't you worry your little mind, your little heart. Bless your little heart. Bless you. Bless all the fools that serve this. And that's the only sick consolation I've got. Is the New World Order goes after its own people because they know it's a spiritual rule. They go after their own people about three times more often they go after people that resist them. So all I can tell the government is double down. Take your kids in for the full regimen of over 100 vaccines now. They're trying to make 57 of them mandatory. Roll up the sleeve, have the convulsion, and hail Satan. Kill your child for the government. Kill it so the Rockefellers can have the whole world. Do it. Commit to it. But don't be lukewarm. You either come in and get recruited to the side of light or you join darkness, you understand? Because those of you that think you're going to stand in the middle of the road and be safe, I got news for you. You're in the worst possible position. Now, we are hitting the event horizon in everything we do on this show as the public realizes that what we're telling them is true. And I don't know what they're going to do to me at this event horizon. If we go through this event horizon and they don't kill me or set me up, all they got to do, folks, is pull me over, beat me up, and say I attacked them and kill me. But if that happens, I don't want that to happen, but it's a victory against the enemy if it does. Don't let them spin it that it wasn't a victory. If they kill me, that shows we're really hurting them bad. And just remember, ladies and gentlemen, none of us are going to make it out of this alive unless we resist these people. And the only thing you have to understand is the danger is in not speaking out against these people because their plan is so over the top, so manifestly evil, that they count on you not being able to deal with the magnitude. And I get that. That's why when I was reading this Rand Corporation document, going back over FM 3-3940, all 300 pages of it, scanning through it, internment resettlement operations, and it talks about the re-education of you and your family, processing your social security numbers. It links to the executive orders where they put you in forced labor camps, the civilian inmate labor camp program, the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, the Model States Health Emergency Powers Act, the Rural Affairs Commission under Homeland Security and Department of Defense, InfraGuard, clergy response teams. You know, if you work for the system, boy, you better go read all this. You'll be like, oh, that's why they're doing that. Yeah, you need to go. Look, they think, it's not that they think you're so dumb. They have to hide this in plain view because then the people implementing it think, well, it must be okay. It's hidden in plain view. Kind of like crucifying Christ was done in plain view. Kind of like Aztecs cutting people's hearts out was done in plain view. Cops came to Jeffrey Dahmer's house repeatedly. There'd be drugged out people. You know, that acid injected into their brains, looking like zombies stumbling around with their heads shaved and incisions. And he'd just say, these are my lovers. And it was like, oh, political correctness. Okay. Hurry up and get them in that plastic drum. Can I help you? I mean, if it's a liberal gay thing, I mean, you know. Yeah. I mean, you know, maybe Jeffrey Dahmer can run the Boy Scouts or something. I don't know. So So I mean, you can't discriminate against Jeffrey Dahmer. The whole point here, ladies and gentlemen, is they play all these games with you. And I see the average adults. When I do see hard, serious men, they're worried about getting their own money and running their own life and keeping their head down so that the system doesn't come after them. Oh, you're the first they're going to come after. This thing doesn't like competition. But I look at the general public. They are children. And they're not even so much stupid, even though their IQs have been reduced, as they are just totally naive. And then that's what the propaganda pointed at them is designed to do. Is, oh, don't listen to those people. That's crazy. The government's putting stuff in the water. The government's shooting people up with syphilis. The New York Times attacked me yesterday and said, you know, Jones claims they're putting stuff in the water. There's a couple of mainstream articles. I think that was the one. Yeah. And sure, people tend to listen because of this Tuskegee experiment, but you know, I mean, you can even kind of see the New York Times person going, huh? This guy's a kook, but wait, there's a whole hundreds and hundreds of, actually thousands of big programs with thousands of people in particular programs. I mean, I just, you don't get into the New World Order unless you see everybody else's dumb animals you want to kill, and then you want to create a self-fulfilling prophecy where you dumb everybody down so you can dance on their grave. I mean, I wouldn't be happy now, and plus they wouldn't let me, trying to go and join the system and then hope my family was going to be protected, being part of the prison system they're setting up, even for the establishment, where you basically live in a prison of control, compartmentalized, knowing we'd just be wiped out later in a higher-level exterminism program, and then just sitting there and watching them dumb people down and use the psychotronics and everything on them. I mean, I just don't want to have any part of this. This is insanity. And then meanwhile, they're now coming to my office every week with registered mail, not banging on the door, even though it says go around to the other side of the building. They bang on that door and we go to it. So just, and they say, we're going to arrest you if you don't fill out. I mean, you ought to see the stuff in here. This is stuff that came this morning. 2012 annual services report. And they say, it's the law. 2 months ago, we requested that you participate in a mandatory. There is no law. This is not a census, folks. I mean, just hundreds and hundreds of questions. I must give them all my domestic licensing for films and upcoming projects. Oh, yes. Domestic licensing of rights and television programs. International leasing of rights in motion picture films. International licensing of rights and television programs. Hell, I don't even know where all these contracts and things are. Audio visual work specifically produced for outright sale. This is shorter than the last two forms. Finished goods, work in progress, all under penalty of perjury. Question after question after question after question after question after question. Who are the officers? How much money do I have? What are the stocks? What are the bonds? What's in my bank account? Blah, 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 blah. So I can go, oh, here, you're a known criminal federal agency run by foreign banks who already have all this via the NSA. You just want to cross-reference it, put it in your computer, see if I made a mistake so you can come and arrest me. Yeah, I could be found with a dead body in the back of my car and a bloody axe and fingernail scratches down my face with my skin under a dead woman's fingernails in the back of the car. And they couldn't compel me to self-incrimination. But they're going to sit here and threaten everybody, and America lays down to it. You think you're going to get freedom laying down to this? All you're going to get is run over. So sick of it. And by the way, people don't, I told them 10 years ago, or now it's 13, they said, oh, the new censuses will be yearly, and then they're going to be monthly, and it's up to us. So just monthly, here, under penalty of perjury, fill all this out. I'm so busy fighting the New World Order, I go in there about once a month and check the finances, make sure we got enough money coming in to fund this operation. I don't have time to sit here and answer all your criminal questions. I didn't do anything wrong. I'm innocent until proven guilty, dirt bags. who used our Constitution and Bill of Rights for you, but you tell me that I don't have it. We're going to play that pig, that foreign Federal Reserve agent pig scum. People are like, they might get you. They might. Fine. I'm not living on my knees anymore to you scum. You criminal scum. Folks, it's this instinct and this spirit that built America and made us the wealthiest, most powerful, most inventive, trailblazing country in the world. And now we were brainwashed into believing that sucking the boots of the New World Order, that handing our children over to their government training camps, to drinking their poison. I mean, they've got 24 Harvard studies out. And just, you know, the IQ's plunging, massive cancer increases, fluoride's being sprayed on all the food as well. Megadeth, Megadeth, Megadeth. And the elites all stay. And then I go to the city council, and the mayor laughs at me because he's a fat, degenerate, scumbag pig who is helping poison where I live. And I have to go to hellish lengths to protect my children from it because he knows what they're doing. It's funny to him. It's funny brain damaging you.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
I don't have to see for miles and miles.
That I don't know. The little tricks you play.
Well, I can see trillions of miles.
And never see you when deliberately.
Literally. You can see trillions of miles.
Well,
you can see gas nebulas.
You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna
distant galaxies.
Because of the wild.
That are trillions upon trillions upon trillions of miles.
And
Meanwhile, we're such nice people that good people just go, oh, you're bossing me around? Let me bow down to you. Oh, you send me letters just saying, fill out all this for us on a monthly basis or we'll arrest you. And I'm like, but I know the law. There is no law. Shut up. We have men with guns. Well, you know what? I got guns, too. And I'm not the one pointing them at people like you. That's why they want our guns, folks. They are going to literally put us in re-education camps. I mean, what's your proof of that? Internment Resettlement Operations FM3-39.40, 2010. Go read it. Revolution, flash mobs, and brain chips, a grim vision of the future. London Guardian, same thing out of the British report. The end of the family, the end of sovereignty, everyone poor. Yeah, they're doing it. The RAND Corporation, plan for the emergency reorganization, a sustainability police force of the United States during the engineered collapse. Justification for it. You better go read this, media. I dare mainstream media, go read this. Of course, a lot of you probably haven't studied it. Probably don't know what it means. You're like, well, it says it's for our stability. There's going to be a federal rapid reaction force that federalizes local police, and it's got the whole command structure and everything else. I mean, here's just some of the police state news I've got today. Cops being trained that cell phones could be guns. The feds are training them, so they're already arresting people for videotaping them. The new thing is to play like it's a gun. I actually saw this 5 years ago with Luke Radowski. It's in the film Truth Rising. The security guards for Silverstein, they're out there protesting with a permit. Oh, that just told the goons where to go. They go, Larry Silverstein don't like you protesting. So scram. But I'm going to say that camera's a bum and you're going to go in the hole for terrorism.
Put your phone down. Put it in your pocket.
No, I'll be fine.
I need to hold on to it.
No, you don't.
I need to hold on to it.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do, sir.
No, you don't.
Look at her.
May I look into inspect it and make sure it's not a firearm?
A firearm.
As you can see.
I need to see your phone.
No, it's fine.
And now you can have, in this case, a little bitty iPhone. I need to make sure it's, how about I need to make sure you're not a tyrant? How about I need to make sure you don't work for Kim Jong-un? Or how about Satan? How about you're the danger in history? I saw this security guard video from Ohio that's gone viral. Put it up on Infowars.com yesterday, where there's been a pileup on the highway. The people have to get off the highway. They're up there on a hill taking photos of the giant car pileup. And this woman runs over in a Marine Corps drill sergeant outfit that looks like a clown with the shirt about 3 inches in front of her hands and starts screaming at him, get out of here. And they go, okay, well, if you ask, nice. So she assaults the woman and the woman beats her up, but only to protect herself. And the security guard has now lost her job. But I mean, this is just the lunacy. This is the lunacy of what's going on in this country. And we're getting videos. I mean, they tried to put people in Illinois in jail for life for videotaping police under wiretapping laws that don't even apply. They're filming us. They're breaking in our records without any warrant. But then we're not supposed to be able to videotape them in public when there's no perception of privacy. And that's the new article. Cops being trained that cell phones could be guns. New tactic attempts to limit YouTube clips of police brutality. I mean, this country, folks, this is North Korea. They are turning us into North Korea. And we better get government back in line, folks. Now, I'm going to get into the whole IRS scandal, your phone calls, a lot more. Hour number two coming up.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you go up to InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we have the video posted where the top IRS official, not servant, but official royalty, takes the Fifth Amendment. And the Fifth Amendment's for royalty, not for you, when the IRS sends you letters and says, fill all this out, even though the tax code's written where we can set you up, where nobody, you know, 50 CPAs give you 50 different answers. And under penalty of perjury, we're going to, basically come and arrest you if you make any mistakes. It's designed to get you into their system so penalties and interest, they can get everything you've got. So coming up, I'm going to play some clips of that, and I'm going to give the number out and go to your phone calls. IRS internal investigations ended 6 months before 2012 election and was hidden from Congress. That's now come out in the Daily Mail. Dems warn of special prosecutor. That's not enough. They need to be indicted right now. Grand juries could do that. Top officials takes the Fifth. I will not answer any questions or testify. I have not done anything wrong. Well, no, we just know you persecuted people and got caught. Report, scandal not limited to low-level employees. Oh, surprise, surprise, surprise. And it goes on and on, and we've got live updates going on InfoWars.com. Then we've got news like this I'm going to get to after some calls. Watford police fear possible crime and disorder at Bilderberg after the mayor said that. She's like an oracle of Delphi. You just go to the mayor there north of London. And so the police chief says, you know, we're not going to give a permit now for a local group at a local field where someone's offered to let them use their field. We don't allow you to assemble because England's so free unless we say so. And now I have the police captain wants to talk to me. I haven't had time to call him yet since yesterday, but I'm going to be calling him. And I'm told he's a listener and my friend. Well, we'll see about that. You're my friend? Well, if you are not a pure tyrant, I'm surprised you've got a job. Because they like people in the West that are part of the... Let me read to you. The Stability Police Force for the United States. And you have the same thing. That's why they've now got checkpoints in England all over the streets and the roads, searching everyone and shoving people up. Everyone. Your daughter, they're going to go in her pants too. Because it's all part of the Stability Police Force. And notice in the Rand Corporation Stability Police Force document, 14, 15 years old, just now updated, it shows the Homeland Security black and blue trucks that are out there watching the Tea Party and harassing everyone. Isn't that sweet? No matter where you are in the world, you can be in D.C., you can be in Sydney, Australia. I've seen the footage. You can be in Austin, Texas, and just filming out in public. And then they'll walk over and go, what are you filming? Oh, I was filming the Capitol. I'm a tourist. Need to see your ID. It's all about about the cops submitting and making you submit to show they'll do mindless stuff, and it's about you submitting. And then you're like, oh, here you are. What's something going on? No, it's routine. You're being put in a database. Yeah, yes. So good, isn't it? It's going to get a lot better. For all you that love it, don't worry. All the prosperity, all the freedom, all the honor, all the dignity, you know, betraying your ancestors, betraying all the veterans that fought and died for supposed liberty, just signing on to your own death warrant. Woohoo! Yeehaw! Jeehaw! Is that how you're really supposed to say it? Jeehaw! Yeehaw! Woohoo! Yeah!
Oh, I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
News Blitz, your phone call straight ahead. I'll give the number out. And now that's the IRS deputy director. He's like, I know nothing. I take the Fifth Amendment, but you will not take it on your tax forms. You will waive your rights to the Foreign Federal Reserve.
You may be arrested and/or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Now that we have moved into the winter season, there is an increased need to support our immunity and health. At Silver Lungs, we are committed to meeting your needs by providing a full selection of silver-based products. Our most popular silver-based products are the 32-ounce Nano Silver Solutions, our 2-ounce Nano Silver Nasal Applicators, as well as our all-natural silver soaps. Just released is our 100% natural silver gel. Our new silver gel is not based on synthetic gelling agents, which quickly evaporate and leave the silver at the surface. But rather, we have formulated our silver gel using the natural skin-nourishing chemistry of aloe vera to quickly penetrate and nourish the skin while delivering the silver more effectively. Visit www.silverlungs.com and click on our store page to find what silver-based products are best for you. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, one of the witnesses of the supposed Patsy Bomber, who had been talking about how the Tamerlan and his brother didn't do it. The FBI wanted to drop by and talk to him, and he said, I'm scared they're going to kill me when they get here. And they said during questioning they shot him a couple times in the head, but FBI agent was supposedly hurt but didn't need to go to the hospital. So case closed. FBI kills Tamerlan Tsarnaev's acquaintance. He told friends he thought the FBI was coming to kill him. And that's how it works now. You just die under questioning. And, of course, I told you day one, they were running drills, the whole thing was staged, and they're going to kill everybody who knows that. Because they'll kill 100 people and call it collateral damage to get one guy they claim is an al-Qaeda terrorist when the government runs al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria publicly and have given them 10,000-plus heat-seeking missiles, which they think you're so dumb, they will shoot down aircraft with it and then take your rights away when the globalists run al-Qaeda attacks us. Let me show viewers something before I get into the IRS thing. If you just joined us, I'm going to give the number out and take calls. Coming up in the next hour, I talk a lot about this, but I thought, you know, on this Wednesday edition, I should just give you kind of a big picture thing for media, because I know the New York Times listens and the Washington Post and basically everybody else, they write articles every day now in big corporate media demonizing us. So I thought just for those reporters, you should know what's in store for you and your family. Internment and resettlement operations, re-education camps for the American people, 2010, FM3-39.40. We mention that a lot. It's how to process you and your family into domestic camps. Here's the London Guardian reporting on the same plan over in England. Revolution, flash mobs, brain chips, and a grim vision of the future. That's a six-year-old program in England, which follows and references this. They've been putting this out since the early 90s, but I first read it in 1998. It's been updated again. Don Salazar is doing an article on it right now. The Rand Corporation. This is who really, if you want to say one group, advises the CFR, Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission. This is the people. And I've interviewed some of their insiders before. I'm going to add that to the article. A sustainable police force for the United States, justification options for creating U.S. capabilities. Again, a stability police force for the United States, justification and options for creating U.S. capabilities. That sounds real reasonable. And you read it and everything and you get into it. And it's how they're going to federalize all the police and how it's a U.N. model of occupation of the country. And it describes how they've occupied Iraq and Kosovo and other areas and how that's the model for doing this and getting rid of local police. And there'll still be local police, but even how to pick out select ones and make it like really cool to be a federal minion and more money. And then pretty soon everybody wants to be in it. Kind of like first it was only select SWAT teams in LA. That was Rand Corporation too in the 60s. And then now everybody's got to be a SWAT team. And so, you know, you've got a police force of five people, say in some tiny town. But when they pull your son or daughter or you over, you're like, Bill, why are you wearing a helmet and got a gun at my head? Why are you hyperventilating? Head on the ground, you may be a terrorist. Or if you go to city council and want to complain, going, hey, you guys are trying to raise taxes, and I want to speak for 3 minutes. That is not allowed. Arrest him, deputies. You see that all over America. Because they list, and our report's going to have this in it, local police departments are being federalized, special units, and it says in the unit, well, we're anti-terrorism and for protest and civil disturbance. See, terrorism now segues from Al-Qaeda to Tea Parties, gun owners, libertarians, that's all official, to protesting, period. And it says in here, it's the UN model, all of it. So I'm going to be going over some of that. In fact, if you just give me a document camera on here, since we're doing that, I can actually show people the hard copy of this. And I'll, you know, like I said, go over some of that in the next hour. I've got it marked out here. I'm going to do a whole report later in the week with it all highlighted. I just read this again yesterday. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, here's just some of the other articles that go along with it. DHS contractor apologizes for selling shooting targets of children, but it was DHS that demanded the $2 million contract of five-year-olds to shoot. Not to shoot. And pregnant women. And a company behind shooting targets of children received $2 million DHS grant. Law enforcement requested the shooting targets. Remember that kind of stuff? Leaked Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. Army then put it on their own site, like hiding it in plain view. Yeah, that's ours. Big deal. Of course, we might arrest whistleblowers. So we're trying to put you in a Shelby re-education camp. I mean, that's what the good guys do. I mean, Mal was a good guy. I mean, you heard Seven Czars said so. It must be true. And it just goes over all of that. So that's just some of what we're going to be covering. And then, you know, I've got this type of police state news just today. Cops being trained that cell phones could be guns. And we have video of that. All over America, the feds are telling them, oh, just say it's a gun. Cell phone, camera. And then they grab your camera and they erase it or break it and then beat you up and arrest you. Imagine they're like, don't let these people film us. Keep them in line. They're trying to film us. Well, that's North Korea. Because this has been thrown out of court over and over again because of the Constitution.
No, I'll be fine.
I need to hold on to it.
Then. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do, sir.
No, you don't.
May I look it to inspect it and make sure it's not a firearms?
40.
She couldn't even say it straight. May I look at it to make sure it's not firearms? I mean, just like, whoa. That woman couldn't get a job as a toilet attendant in Calcutta. And, but she's here. You're going to film us at the city council? Out front the steps? You're going to, I mean, you start filming cops now. And they come over and go, what are you doing? Let me see your license. Up against the wall, scum. Give me that camera. Make sure that's not a gun. We're supposed to play along with it. Oh, okay. See, we're going to point cameras at you. We're going to spy on you. But you, and again, most police nationwide don't act like this. It's about 14 states. Maryland, Illinois, California. I mean, I've seen videos. You've seen it in the news where they beat people to death for filming them. And there's no charges. Like, well, that's good. It's a death penalty. Hey, cops, you think you're given this much illegal power for no reason? They're going to collapse the entire economy. They've got FEMA camps set up all over the country. All hell is going to break loose, you idiots. And I'm talking to cops that aren't awake. Most of them I talk to are awake. I said, we need you to wake up other people because, oh, by the way, it's not just there. Cops trained that cell phones could be guns. Papers, please. TSA-style checkpoints at UK bus train stations. And it shows them grabbing people, searching them, searching kids. I mean, this is going on everywhere. And they say it's for your safety and to make your traveling better. Watford police fear possible crime and disorder at Bilderberg. So now after they pumped all the local activist groups that we're going to have, you know, peaceful little kind of like their own conference. Now the cops are like, oh, now it's not allowed. Oh, we're actually not your friends. I told them all that was what was going to happen. I'm like, you want me to play along with this? They're just pumping you with info to create a relationship. And so they can then spin it saying, we were going to let you have something, but you didn't. It's all about protecting the criminals at Bilderberg from exposure. But by us all going and protesting and them acting like thugs, it will then only put it out in the press that much more. So we got to engage them in media coverage. Oh, how evil. Can you imagine? Why, maybe we'll have to be arrested for filming in the middle of the British countryside. Why, there's nothing more extreme. People in Baghdad can all own AK-47s. Our government tried to confiscate them and failed. And everybody has video cameras. We're occupied, folks, by a bunch. They've gone and found people. And because here's the deal. This RAND Corporation document, this is the same worldwide. This is, when you read this, Australia's done this. Germany's done this. It's the best technology of tyranny, so Russia's copying it. A lot of it's actually borrowed from Russia. So it's kind of back and forth, you know, both sharing. They hired, the Pentagon did, to implement this, Marcus Wolf, the former head of the Stasi. That's why people go, this is like the Stasi. Oh, it's not like the Stasi. You're going to a major trade show to sell the most expensive Italian shotguns in the country. You're the co-owner, son of the grandson of the founder. You've got 7 ornate shotguns, and the cops come and arrest you, even though it's totally legal, because they had to worship the mindless tattling. And it was on the news. Terrorism. Denver cops arrest Italian shotgun manufacturer as a terrorist. The news says that. It's terrorism to legally go to show 7 models you're trying to sell to distributors. You see, they're doing it by force of will, force of pimping. It's totally illegal when the TSA tries to drag your wife off and stick their hands down her pants or even grab them through the pants. They just do it, though, and then they organize it. It's illegal when TSA, because you have 6 silver coins, you're going to a coin show, just confiscate them. But the courts don't care because mega evil is now upon us with all these weird little toadies who never get tired of shoving you up against a wall. And again, it's not even so much the old-fashioned cops are being phased out as bad as they've been. And it's this new toady wimp model, like on the in a rent-a-cop type vein, but now with a gun. And it's just like when Aaron Dykes and Rob Jacobson were up in Kansas City and they were driving by the Fed. They go, oh, pull over here to the cab driver. They'd gone interview William K. Black, the professor, about the bailout. So they, you know, they're about 100 yards away, get a, you know, far shot of the Federal Reserve. That's a good cutaway. They go, oh, that's a World War I memorial. Let's go to that, you know, 600 yards away. Not even, you know, city property. guys come over with guns. They go, leave now. We're going to, they put their hand on the gun. They go, but, and later the paper admitted, wasn't their jurisdiction. They were security guards, but they literally threatened deadly force with hands on guns. You leave right now. And you know, my guys won the battle because they showed the video and exposed them and they ran scared afterwards instead of giving them the escalation they wanted. But I'm telling you, this is all in preparation to take your bank accounts. Get ready.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing Diamond Gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue Diamond Gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond Gusset Jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scarring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets. But teenagers now rack up 40 points.
This is a stability police force for the United States bulletin.
Now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, you've heard of Lois Lane, but Lois Lerner, I haven't even gotten to these clips yet. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Wide open phones, 800-259-9231. But let's start going to some of the testimony of Lois Lerner, the IRS director of the nonprofit auditing division. It's very high level. And it's on record. I mean, everybody we know who's pro-life or runs a church is harassed. They're now telling churches, you've got to speak half the time against Christianity. I'm not joking. You've got to speak half the time against abortion when you speak for abortion. It's just total violation of the First Amendment. And it's all just over the top, because why not? Americans put up with it. And she got up there and she said, I declare the Fifth Amendment. Of course, you try to declare the Fifth Amendment when you waive your rights under penalty of perjury. They say, we'll arrest you if you don't fill all this out. And again, money's done it. Fortune's done it. It's a perennial article. You've all seen it if you read business publications, that they'll do 10 different CPAs, 30 different, 50 different. I even saw once where a company got like 100 different CPAs. I think it was Bloomberg. I can't remember. And they all gave different answers on the same set of documents, because it's written where it's impossible to follow. Oh, you claim you're working out of your home office some of the time. Who doesn't? We're going to disallow that now. And about 7 years ago, they made it where CPAs, the whole thing's a fraud to begin with. So it's putting perfume on a pig, trying to polish a turd, as they say. Excuse my French. It's just true. But they sit there and they say, well, you know what? We're just going to not let you take all these deductions anymore. And you say, why? Well, because we are liable for the IRS's interpretation of what we do. So basically, CPAs now do not even, they will not even give you any of the deductions. They just go, you're going to pay extra and you're going to pay me to do it. And then you don't get audited as much if you've had them certify it all that they've raped you double hard for them. And so that's how this works. And again, Reuters reports people making over €1 million a year have a 100% tax rate in France. I'm not joking. That's not satire. Taxes on some wealthy French top 100%. Reuters. Okay, let's start getting to this clip as she claims the Fifth, but then puts out her statement, which is also unprecedented. Again, she's been told, just do this. Don't let it go any higher. Of course she was ordered to do it, and that's now coming out. And they all need to go to jail. This nightmare could end, folks, if we arrested the globalist. But instead, the police in Watford, England, are like, you're not even allowed to protest. We're a free country, but we just think something bad might happen. Basically, the CPS says, we're going to take everybody's kids now if we can, because something bad might happen. Yeah, but you're 5 to 7 times more dangerous than any other group. I'm going to come back and play the clip. And they're like, that doesn't matter. We are the government. And it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier. And now, yeah, there are some models of guns that look like cell phones, but it certainly isn't an iPhone. So now everyone's guilty until proven innocent. Give me your phone. I'm going to search your papers, persons, and effects. That's what your cell phone is. They've had courts rule they can grab your cell phone and download everything off of it without a warrant, saying it's not the same as your private papers. Really, in the digital age, your phone with your photos, your documents, everything, that's not your personal space. No, in fact, they're saying your location isn't private. They're letting Google break that. You turn the cookies off to not give your location, they'll just do it without a warrant. Google can do what they want. It's all lawlessness. It's a giant criminal swarm. It's a blitzkrieg attack. We're totally overrun, but that's good. Who was the old Marine Corps general? In Korea, they were completely surrounded. And he successfully fought his way out and defeated them. They said, sir, we're completely surrounded. And he said, good. That way we can attack in all directions. Don't let anyone escape.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah. Infowars.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, if this was a runaway locomotive, I am up there in the engine, and I got my striped cap on, and I got a big old shovel, and just ramming coal in there as fast as I can. And down the track, I see the New World Order coming at us. And you know they're going down. You've got to realize they're the enemy. You know, I've talked to socialist and globalist minions, and I've read university papers a few years ago out of Canada where they had this big political professor saying, it's true there's an authoritarian world government being formed, and it's true most terror attacks are manufactured or staged, and it's true all this is happening, like the conspiracy theorists are saying. That means people that are informed and aren't total idiots in a trance. But the government's good and could do good, and it'll bring the whole government down if we don't, go ahead and just go along with this. And that's what they teach now the collectivists who are now going, wow, this really is authoritarian. It's not some utopia we're building. Well, we better just go with it and hope we can work on the inside to make it better. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a global corporate government that is going to collapse the national governments after it's done bankrupting everybody. And you're going to have government slash corporate reservations that are above the law, in the lap of luxury, in high technology zones, and the rest of us are in deep trouble. And I saw a YouTube comment from one of my videos, and we're going, he just saw the trailer for the new Matt Damon movie. No, folks, the writers and people out there for the establishment are throwing it in your face to prepare your subconscious mind to accept all of this. And a lot of people in Hollywood are actually awake and are allowed to put stuff out, but only if it's done in pure fiction. And they don't even know why that is. I do. Because the establishment believes that simply prepares the mind. We are very inventive and very adaptable. And if the subconscious has been prepared for a cybernetic genetic engineering nightmare and a stratified tyrannical society, it will then accept it when it then unfolds. It's called a self-fulfilling prophecy. And Club of Rome, I found documents where they talk about that in the 60s. It's like anything I've already reverse engineered, I can then, I've done this many times on air, find stuff they've written I didn't know about that's word for word what I've said. Because all I was doing was watching their engineering and had enough pieces of it to already know the plan. And now, I mean, here's the deal. What you're hearing from me is the closest to the truth you're ever going to get, okay? And I'm not bragging. I want you to understand, folks, I'm not saying all this to shock people and, ooh, that show's crazy, okay? In fact, it's a lot worse than what I'm saying, and I quite frankly hold back from you a lot of stuff. I'm just going to be honest, and I just don't think people are ready for it. Told you there'd end up being a drill. Told you they'd be CIA, FBI handled. Turned out they were CIA, FBI handled. Told you they'd kill all their roommates. That's now happening. Told you there'd be a drill with guys with backpacks all around. There were. You're like, how did you know that? Because they have an exact handbook. It'd be like if they put out, you know, Raiders of the Lost Ark over and over again, just with different actors. I'd say, next, he uses the whip, you know, to, get the idol. Or next, he just pulls out his gun and shoots the guy with the sword. I mean, I just like, and next, he's going to do this. And next, this is going to happen. And next, that's going to happen. And, you know, next, this, I mean, it's just like, I mean, I'm sitting here watching all this unfold. And I'll tell you the good news. I believe these are real scandals right now. The IRS, the hacking gate, all of it. People are really upset. And they're ready for that. They talk in Rand Corporation about people will resist. We'll use that to change our war games and, you know, gradually then learn to adapt. They use us resisting to get stronger. The only thing that will defeat them is breaking compartmentalization with the people at the Rand Corporation. In fact, I have this journalist on who was allowed to be in the Rand Corporation and write a book about it. I forget his name. Will you call it Don Salazar in here? He pointed out I had the guy on. He's putting his article. His Alex something. Abeya? Yeah, Alex Abeyas. You know, top best-selling author, history author. They let him in. He goes, yes, it's a world government, basically Nazi takeover plan to end humanity as we know it and merge with machines. Well, of course it is. I mean, I the guy had like a number one New York Times bestseller on World War II. They liked him. The only guy they ever let in there out in L.A., but I don't need to be let in there, man. I mean, their own public stuff is like Hitlerian to the max. And, I mean, they're talking about a UN occupation control during the collapse of America and even down to what colored the armored vehicles would be and how there'll be IED attacks and black armored vehicles are needed. And this was in 1998, and now it's all here. And let me tell you, if they convert and get the rest of this done, again, they're gearing up for a total collapse of society, bigger than just a money devaluation. They're gonna release bioweapons. The more I read this, it's bioweapons. And even those of you that survive it will still serve it. You'll just be glad to be alive. I just can't believe it. And once it starts, it's gonna be really horrible. They're going to kill billions of people. I just, it's so horrible. And the only way to stop it is for the idiots that are even within the system. You're not going to be protected. See, that's what World War Z is all about. The book. And they've done some rewrites and changes, I've been told by some Hollywood insiders, since our criticism and others' criticisms. I don't know what the final product's going to be. But in it, they say, Marxism is what saved us, and our problem was American libertarians and conservatives, and the zombies helped us kill them. We can handle a Robinson Crusoe, but not the Patriots. And it's the voice of Mark Hamill. I also listened to the book on tape. And it's like, yeah, you know, the UN took over the world, and the zombies helped us build this utopia. Thank God for the zombies wiping out the general public. There were too many of us. But all the elitists, all the tacticians, they got to stay on the ships, which they're actually, they were going to go with underground bunkers. The movies, it's always space stations. That's the allegory. They were going to go with underground bunkers, and that's part of it. But the main thing is ships. And when you see World War Z, that's it. They fly, you know, the guy that's the insider out, you know, him and his family, he works with them. And this movie is pointed at everybody to get us ready for martial law, but it's pointed at doctors, scientists, special forces, people like that. You know, my dad, they were recruiting a bunch of top dentists, and he'd been a teacher, you know, at Baylor Dental School. And a unnamed U.S. agency came in and was recruiting the professors. And he said, well, they want us to move to Maryland. And it literally is a black site, and that's all I'm allowed to say. And I'll be paid about double, even though he had a dental practice and was, you know, middle class, nouveau riche. And he said, it is cybernetics. And of course, and he goes, this is around the dinner table, telling his wife and, you know, son, when I was about 10 years old. He said, they wouldn't give me the details, but it's basically cyborgs, and it's a giant program. They're hiring hundreds of top dentists in Dallas alone. But they did say they're recruiting heavily from Texas. And my dad was like, and because we've had family and intelligence, you know, that's also why they're trying to recruit me. And my mom's like, no, I don't want to live in Maryland, and I don't want you to work in, you know, black projects. I mean, folks, they were hiring hundreds of dentists in the DFW area that had, you know, 4 or 5 million people then in it. There's thousands of dentists there. I mean, God knows what they've built. My cousin, who's been in the Army for 24 years, apologized to me 6 years ago and said they were putting microchips in them. Now he won't talk to me, barely. I mean, he'll drink a margarita with me, and that's about it. And he's like, oh, you don't even want to know. I mean, it's just so far gone, ladies and gentlemen. You imagine that they must have hired thousands of dentists and oral surgeons. You ask, why do they, ignorant people I've seen on YouTube, I don't know about, they go, why a dentist? Why not a surgeon? Folks, dentists are the experts in implanting things in jaws and skulls. They've done the most procedures, and oral surgeons. Not just false teeth and stuff, folks. There are cyborgs out there already walking around. They had clones 30 years ago. I don't know if they brought them to term, but the documents were in the BBC 17 years ago that, well, they're not technically, we didn't bring them to term, so it's not, and we changed some of the DNA. Yeah, there's the new American. U.S. military seeking implantable microchips in soldiers. Folks, they ain't seeking it. They're not seeking it, and it's not just tracker chips. That's all I'm going to say. And again, I said I'd go to your calls. I said I'd play this. It's just, I mean, what is the point of all of this? What is the point of getting into the IRS? Of course they're harassing people. That's all they do is intimidate. I call their bluff. This is crazy. I'm not going to sit here and watch my kids go into a future of absolute hell on earth. And I want people to know who's going to set the nuke off to bring in martial law. I want people to know who's going to release the bioweapon. So when they do it, uncompartmentalized people see it and the truth gets out. But the good news is people are getting upset about this IRS thing. You know, I physically get angry at the Austin mayor who laughs at scientists and doctors we bring in from Harvard and Cornell and you name it. The city council gets up and walks off and laughs, except for one member in Austin, where I live. They put high levels of hydrofluorosilicic acid, 1.6 in there. You're talking 20-point IQ reduction at that level. Even after the EPA was forced 2 years ago to say, cut it in half, it's making cancer and fluoridation, all this other stuff in the teeth. They laugh at us and they get up and go, you have your citizen communication. I'm going in my chambers, and they'll say, I don't mean any disrespect by this. And they'll laugh. You know what? And then I know from channels, those people only eat organic food. They have their own purified water and they love it. It's like a sacrament. It's an enjoyment. Even the city council of Austin knows the fluoride's killing everybody. And they think it's funny. And you know what else the fluoride they buy has in it? At least 5 different radioactive isotopes. And I've been putting that out forever. And finally, local news all over Texas went and goes, there is like super high levels. Geiger counters off the chart. And they go, we don't know where the radiation's coming from. Must be in the aquifer. And then the news goes and does that. And they go, well, no, it's not in the aquifer. It's in the pipes. Well, where's it coming from? And they go to the water department and they go, we don't know. And then it's just because, see, reporters are listening to this and they go, that's not true. They're not putting radioactive isotopes in the water. Yeah, they are. And, hey, when you or your wife or your kids get that pancreatic cancer or that kidney cancer, I mean, you know, I don't even know what to say anymore. I mean, that's why I'm so frustrated, is that strontium, uranium, the deposits of radon, and they put it in your water, and you bring scientists in Harvard studies, and the mayor gets up and laughs and walks off the dais. And I happen to know from a fact that those punks up there are purifying their water. They like it, folks. They get off on it. These people are scumbags. Scumbags. I was at a steakhouse one time, and the mayor was there about a year ago, and we were going out the parking lot. He was out there, and they go, there's the mayor. I wouldn't even go over to him. Because at a certain point, I don't even enjoy hating these people anymore. They're just evil. They're their own worst punishment. Let's go to the IRS minion, the official Lois Lerner. Let's start going to some of this. Here it is.
And while I would very much like to answer the committee's questions today, I've been advised by my counsel to assert my constitutional right not to testify or answer questions related to the subject matter of this hearing. After very careful consideration, I have decided to follow my counsel's advice and not testify or answer any of the questions today.
Dead pause.
Because I'm asserting.
By the way, you do that with the IRS, they will come arrest you, and they have fake courts. And now the FBI is just executing people all over the country. No need to go to Abu Ghraib or anything to be tortured into saying you're a terrorist. They just kill you. Oh, and you knew that the Tamerlan was a CIA? Thought he was an agent. He was an asset. That's come out in the foreign press. Well, just kill his roommate. They said, yeah, we were questioning him, and gun went off. He's dead. Go back to sleep. Let's go back to the witch. Let's go back to her arrogantly, smugly, because she knows she's got the Rothschilds behind her. I mean, they love taking old ladies' houses, love grabbing wedding rings off people's fingers, love running scams. They know the thing's written to scam you. And just look at her. Just look at the satisfaction to Congress. Let's go back to her.
Not to testify, I know that some people will assume that I've done something wrong. I have not. One of the basic functions of the Fifth Amendment is to protect innocent individuals.
Oh, yeah.
And that is the protection I'm invoking today. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Ms. Lerner, earlier, the ranking member made me aware of a response we have that is purported to come from you in regard to questions that the IG asked during his investigation. Can we have you authenticate simply the questions and answers previously given to the Inspector General?
I don't know what that is. I'd have to look at it.
I don't know.
Would you please make it available to the witness?
Folks, if we don't stop these people, it's all over. You got that? I'm telling you, we're at the point now. We either turn the tide or it's going to get 100 times worse. I'm serious. 100 times. Look at this. Won't even answer questions. But then she makes statements about, and it's been confirmed it went right up to her. She gave the orders. But see, to her, she's innocent. Because like MSNBC has said, well, the Tea Party's racist. I mean, the tornadoes, the fault of Oklahomans for not paying Al Gore money. You heard Senator Whitehouse yesterday. And then she sits there reading it and reading it and reading it and reading it. You know, the reason I'm saying no to the census is they don't have any law, but they are starting to arrest people for not filling this out.
This appears to be my response.
It appears to be my response.
As far as your recollection, that is
just such a criminology to her.
Ms. Lerner, the topic of today's hearing is the IRS improper targeting of certain groups for additional scrutiny regarding their application for tax-exempt status. As director of exempt organizations of the Tax-Exempt and Government Entities Division of the IRS, you are uniquely positioned.
We're going
to
come back.
Testimony to help.
We're going to come back, and then I promise I'm going to your phone calls. John, Blake, Julio, Sean, Dean, and many others. We'll be right back. By the way, we're almost 2 hours into the show. I haven't plugged anything. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy books, videos, T-shirts. Help support the broadcast.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
All right, final segment of this hour. Then I'm going to start the next. I'm going to go to a bunch of calls and then break down the UN occupation plan for the U.S. It's all official. These RAND Corporation blueprints that are put out have been fully adopted so far. by the occupied federal government. And I don't just say occupied federal government. They call it that. I mean, this is all public. The Pentagon is taught, there's professors on record like Barnett and others that say, oh, no, we work for foreign banks now. You know, we're part of this global corporate combine. This is all official. And if we can ever get the word out on this, it's over for the globalist. They go on questioning her, and they say, were you the person over the division for tax exemption? Which is publicly, that's her title. And she says, I'm not going to answer that. We're going to play more of that in the next hour after we take phone calls. As you know, the committee in the Senate passed the amnesty bill. And the government's already amnesty by fiat. They already give the illegals all the free stuff. It's all part of bankrupting the country. And the illegals then have fealty towards the Democrats. And when the Republicans are the authors of this as well, they all want things, you know, taken control of at the highest levels. And it's all part of the breakdown of this society. It's economic warfare to drive down the wages and bankrupt the country. And again, all this is very sad news, but it's a big deal that it's on air. It's a big deal that somebody... and some group did the research to tell you what the establishment's doing. Because you know, most people don't think like a think tank. Most people don't spend their time researching history. Most people, just say, I go get my job. I try to have a high standard of living. I try to have a good time. Well, see, living isn't just about having a good time. I've had periods in my life back in high school and some of college where I went out and had a good time. You know what? It wasn't a good time anymore. And anybody that's been lived like that, you know what I'm talking about. One night stands aren't a good time. Getting drunk every night's not a good time. It all gets real old, real fast. And it's the same thing being politically involved. You either get involved and run your life or somebody else is going to run your life for you. And they're really bad people. And I always hear about fist fights over and people killing each other over dogs going to the bathroom in somebody's yard. I saw that yesterday again. Why don't you get upset about global tyranny and people putting poison in your water and laughing about it when it's all admitted that they're assaulting you with a toxic waste? And if we ever turn things around with the fluoride in our water, they know everything else will turn around. So they just got a stonewall. So hundreds of counties, more than that, across the country banned fluoride in the water. So the feds came in and lobbied states like Arkansas, New Jersey, and others to make state laws, you've got to drink it. So you sue them over the fact that it's not just calcium fluoride, it's hydrofluorosilicic acid that's had the electrons changed to be deadly, even more deadly, and psychoactive as an adjuvant, an accelerant for the other chemicals, and that there are hundreds of other things in there. That's the stuff they can't use in uranium purification and in phosphate mining. Did you know that? It's deadly poison. You can't put it legally on food crops. It's in the fertilizer, though, that they sell you to put on your yard. That if you, I remember one time I had a dog. When I was growing up, my parents, they said, fertilize the backyard. I fertilized a little bit. The dog laid down in the grass, and all the hair fell off about a week later. I'm going to spend a minute on this. We've got the best books, the best videos, Strategic Relocation for your region, the film. We've got a bunch of other books and videos. We've got ProPure water filters, 10% off with promo code WATER. And I'm announcing now with the promo code WATER15 that you will get 15% off. I've only done this one other time. 15% off right now with promo code WATER, and we're running it for the rest of the month, and that's it. We're running this for like 7-8 days. 15% off. It's already the lowest price, folks. With 10% off, it's ultra low. 15% off, over the top. The best gravity-fed stainless steel filters anywhere. Promo code WATER15. WATER15, 15% off of the stainless steel, best gravity-fed, side-by-side. See the comparisons, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll-free 888-253-3139. You support the broadcast while trying to cut out as much of the deadly poison they put in there to murder you and your family.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web www.5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to go to your phone calls, and we're going to continue breaking down all the insane news. I'm also going to get into the official plan for UN occupation of America and how it's already about 80% done. It's all, you know, they've got it lined up, and they're now training you to be a total slave. Let's talk to John in Florida. You're on the air. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Alex. John here in Florida, and I've got some things here that are right on target confirming the UN occupation movement in Florida. Let me announce the biggest one here that should be closest to target, and that is the Readiness Center of Miramar, Florida. It's located on a 30-acre site in the city of Miramar. It consists of a 100,000-square-foot Readiness Center building, 3,000-square-foot maintenance building for parking 456 privately owned vehicles, as well as 200,000 square feet set aside for military owned vehicles. Project estimated at $20 million. Bid date due May 29th, 2013.
Under the Emergency Centers Establishment Act, they're taking all the old bases and things and turning these into them. And then they have all these drills in the cities to acclimate everyone that, oh, what the FBI just do? Oh, they just killed your neighbor. Yeah, he might have resisted. Oh, it's no big deal. And it's just now you're like, oh, here, yeah, the cops were questioning him, shot him in the head. Oh, well, it's no big deal. Yeah. Oh, they took your bank account too. Yeah, they. Yeah. And this is the new America. What do you make of the info I was covering with the Rand Corporation? As you read this document, it openly says the UN model of occupation for America.
Oh, it's believable. It's hiding in plain sight. They've got these readiness centers going up all over the country, but that's not all. We've got HB 1355 on Governor Rick Scott's desk right now. The Senate passed it. Florida Senate passed it, and this is the gun control bill that's going to say that if anyone is deemed psychologically incapable of having a firearm, and this is whether they willingly or unwillingly consent to treatment, they will have their Second Amendment stripped from them.
That's they're trying to pass that in Texas where the police say you're mentally ill. And then it's just your guns are all gone. It's like, oh, I don't want your guns just only if I say you're mentally ill. Well, I say the government's mentally ill, a bunch of out-of-control, foaming-at-the-mouth control freaks. Is it heartening to you to see real anger over the IRS, or will they just use this to further acclimate people?
It's ridiculous. Everybody's got to stand up and say, start screaming. You know, it's just not the, that's the, one of the other things. You might remember the fluoride thing with Pinellas County. Well, they put it back into the water. Are you also?
That's right. A million people in Pinellas County or 990,000 or whatever it is. You jerked the fluoride out when Harvard came out and said, okay, it does lower IQ, brain damage. It's deadly. Get it out. Even Harvard, you know, indexing 24 other big studies. And then it doesn't matter. The money flowed in, they put it back in your water.
Hey, and here's another thing. The UN, as far as restricting the resources, most people are totally unaware of this. This has happened under cover of darkness. I reached out to Rosa Corey about this. UN Agenda 21, they are about to pull access of the Florida Everglades from the public.
No, I know, because they say, well, no, that's why the state police, if you drop a sandwich wrapper on accident, you're felony arrest. A guy released two balloons with hearts on them, felony charges, 5 years in prison, and it was for a crime against the environment. I mean, the mayor of San Francisco said, oh, I met with the makers of the Green Police Audi ad. You got to boycott Audi because of this. And then we're just getting, I mean, about a year after I said this, they came out and bragged they're getting you ready. Have you seen the Green Police ad?
Well, yes, I have. In fact, I've seen it in my child's nursery school hanging on the wall.
My God. Well, you know what? Take it. Shoot video of it. Expose it. I know. Folks, it's a total scientific incremental attack. They know you know how to fight a frontal assault. So they move in slow motion like a glacier. But a glacier, have you seen what they can do? They carve out mountains.
With health threats on the rise, such as West Nile virus, MRSA, CRE, and now the new bird flu recently discovered in China, there has never been a more crucial time to support your immune system. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary new silver solution that is clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver, and is powerful enough to help protect you and your family. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, highly effective, and perfect for everyday use inside the body as well as out. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Supernatural Silver is the number one choice of thousands for improved health and immune system support. To find out how Supernatural Silver can change your life, go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SPRING2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We're live.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
What we are looking at, good and evil,
right and wrong,
right and wrong.
A new world order.
A new world order.
Can you hear the federal family? Owned and run by foreign banks. Cheering.
New world order.
New world order. All right, let's go to your phone calls, and then I've already covered a ton of news today. I'm proud that I got that done, but I got a ton of other economic news and this big breakdown of the RAND Corporation and their plan to federalize and globalize the police. And it actually says it is a UN stabilization occupation program and how they're going to even get rid of the feds. It's all just going to be run by the Pentagon, and that's Brigade Homeland. But it's all right here. The new version, they put a new one out every year, is here. You want to know what else they're planning? They've gotten most of it done. And the U.S. military prisoner policies and re-education for you and your family. It's, mainstream media. I don't think you're going to go read this, though. It's too much fun to laugh at us. You're not going to look at the London Guardian reporting on it, or maybe internment resettlement operations, how they're going to process you and your family with your Social Security numbers domestically and suspend the Bill of Rights. And bottom line, this is it. The globalists have taken over the central government. They are bankrupting you as a way to transfer the wealth, but also to make you so poor you're dependent on them. We are being conquered right now, and the United States is under sustained attack. While they collapse the country, they then pose as the stability force. And the cops and the bureaucrats and all them actually follow a blueprint in their mind of where they're here to stabilize things, and they wonder why everything starts falling apart. 3 years ago when they, quote, bailed out GM, that was all staged, it was in there in the agreement to move most of the factories that are left out of Detroit, out of Texas, out of a bunch of other areas, Ohio, to Brazil, Eastern Europe, and China. And then it was big news, as you know, 2 weeks ago that's now officially been done. Cadillac, Volt, Escalade, a bunch of other stuff. That's just in China. And again, though, it's all actuaried where it doesn't help the Brazilians. Same thing with the Chinese. They got suicide nets and stuff, you know, a lot of the factories. It's to drive everything down. They don't want a beautiful rising society. They want a rotting, destructive society, because if it's not rotting, you might run your own life. And they want you destitute. So again, you notice as we embrace globalism, all the liberty, all the prosperity goes out the window, like a submarine with screen doors. Let's go to your phone calls. Sean in Canada, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. How you doing? Nice to speak with you.
I'm doing pretty good.
Despite everything.
Everything is just wonderful. It's fun to read 230-page plans for total UN occupation, and if I don't do what I'm told, I'll be sent to the re-education center. I mean, I shouldn't be upset. That's a nice government.
It's just so scary. I remember Pastor Lindsey Williams saying that from his elite friends, he thinks it's all going to hit the fan pretty much this summer, which is really scary, and it sounds like everything is ramping up for just such a scenario. I think what they've done to Adam Kokesh in Washington is clearly a tactic meant to scuttle his planned march. I was planning on trying to attend and just at least witness it.
Yeah, no. For those that haven't seen, I've seen all the video now, every angle. He's giving a speech. They come up, they grab him, they throw him on the ground with his hands up, and now they're charging him with resisting arrest and a bunch of other stuff. Now, again, how do they grab you and throw you on the ground and then you're arrested for resisting arrest? Why did they put their hands on him to begin with? It doesn't matter. They have kept juries that would beat their own children's brains out with a baseball bat sycophantically if the federal prosecutor told them to. I mean, this is a sick, sick country, man. And again, I'll be honest about Kokesh. I think he's a smart guy. He's got a lot of violence in his eyes and comes off, you know, a little bit, you know, scary. And by scary, I mean, you know, I don't think he's a bad guy, but I think he's kind of in a crazed mode. So I worry about him being destroyed. And I told him, I don't think he's a bad guy. But now that they've done this to him, you know, you've got to support him even more. And again, as I said, I'll either send a reporter or go to the march myself to cover it. The problem is the media is already saying I'm promoting it. I have to admire the courage. I have to know the Supreme Court has ruled 5 years ago that you can have loaded rifles on the streets of D.C., but they still illegally block that. And so I get the civil disobedience. You know, the police chief is like, I may allow civil disobedience in a protest. See, to her, protesting's now illegal. Let me tell you, the D.C. police are the worst in the country after New York. And it's very, I mean, you see the articles where a family pulls over and goes, "Hi, officer, do you know the direction of the highway?" And the cop says, "None of your business." And they said, "Okay, sir." This is like ABC News reported this. So they pull him over and take him to jail and say, "You were in a drug neighborhood. I don't like how you talk to me. I'm going to take you to jail." And I've got videos here today that I can't even air. There's so many cuss words in it. Where the police, just for no reason, Durham police constable threatens to beat up man and plant cocaine on him. And the man does nothing. And the cop just freaks out for like 10 minutes, cussing and screaming and frothing. Like the TSA guy who went crazy. Well, they've had two of them do it. And stripped down naked and announced, "I'm God." And you're like, why would you do that? Because the type of person that wants to grope your wife's breast all day, I mean, you know, people that want to force stuff on people, who don't get it's all about somebody else, you know, being into it, they like to force it on you. I mean, I had a TSA guy do a pat down because I was tired when we get out of there, in Las Vegas. So I'm not going to tell the story again, but I mean, you know, it was amazing. I mean, I knew what was going on. He was definitely, I mean, this was amazing. But anyway, sir, I'm sorry I interrupted you. You sent me off on a jag.
No problem. No problem. I just wanted to say, last time I spoke with you, you told me to go and buy some stuff from Infowars. I got one of those great Second Amendment T-shirts. You know, I love it. I wear it everywhere. I've gotten a few dirty looks and less quizzical looks around Canada wearing that. People do not understand the Second Amendment.
Well, yeah, people are so stupid. If you have a shirt with Hitler, Stalin, and Mao saying mass murderers agree, gun control works, they think you like Hitler. It's like my wife walked in this morning and I was looking at a Nazi website. And she said, "What are you doing looking at a Nazi website?" And I looked at her and I said, "You're smart. Now, what's wrong with what you just said?" And she goes, "Well, no, I was just wondering." And I went, well, why do you think? I saw a link. They're attacking me. I'm just looking for a second of what they said. But I mean, you know, if you buy Rise and Fall of the Third Reich in a bookstore, they'll look at you weird. That's how not even dumb the public is. I was at Barton Springs this weekend, and a guy goes, "Hey, I want to go get Chinese food after this." And it was a Hispanic guy and two white guys. It was a Hispanic guy said that, and the two white guys go, "You're not supposed to say Chinese," and they were serious. And I was just like, these people are so out of their minds. Like saying, I've heard people say, "Don't say we're going to get Mexican food. It's racist." I mean, it's like, meanwhile, they're like, I'm sorry, sir, go ahead.
No, I remember one of my favorite authors, science fiction authors, William Gibson, wrote, "Political correctness is cultural Marxism."
It is.
And I think that's exactly it, you know. Everyone's censoring themselves, and eventually truth goes down the sinkhole with your fear of being judged and ostracized by these simple-minded people. The last thing I wanted to say was Eric Holder. Absolutely hilarious, listening to him testify, saying over and over, I don't know about knowing, and I don't know. And it reminded me of Roberto Gonzalez, his testimony years ago about the torture scandal when he was saying, I don't recall recalling, I don't remember recalling.
Yeah, and they sent people to prison who followed orders, and then they didn't get in trouble, and then they wrote books, Bush and others, admitting they authorized it.
Do it again, he said.
Yeah.
Right? Bush said he would do it again. I mean, incredible gall and audacity. And I really hope it doesn't all hit the fan this summer, as Lindsay Williams said he's heard is going to be. Do you have any suggestions for people up in Canada? How do you think it's going to percolate up into Canada if and when?
Well, you've already been so taken over by the globalist. I mean, you're totally owned by the Queen of England on record. She owns like half the real estate. Of course, she has no power. The TV said so. That you're just going to be soft killed with fluoride in the water, vaccines, and all that. Canada is, that's why it's hard to get in. It's one of the safer places in the world from my research. But when they release the bioweapons, it'll be allowed. You know, that's why, remember a couple years ago with the Winter Olympics, they had U.S. troops there running checkpoints on your highways? How'd you like that?
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, total police state, total.
But U.S. troops were in your country. Under NORTHCOM, you're already part of the U.S. See how that works?
The SPPNA, the Security Prosperity Partnership, right?
Oh, you're so evil. You're informed?
I remember I took political science. What's really ridiculous to me about the Queen is they tell us the Queen has no power, the Queen has no power, yet all of our laws receive royal assent from our Governor General, the Queen's representative.
And then they say it's ceremonial, but three times in the last 20 years, the Governor General has dismissed Parliament and overridden everything. Just like they say Australia is free, but they've had the Governor General override them. Governor Generals. Governor Generals. I'm sorry, go ahead. What?
No, they're the Queen's representative, and they give final assent to our laws. Our laws do not pass and become law until they give it the okay.
Your Governor General, twice the last 10 years they've dismissed Parliament. And then there's always Toronto Star articles. Jones says the Queen runs it. Oh, how funny. Sure, the Governor General runs things, but still, Alex is wrong. Oh, man, good to talk to you. That was a good caller right there. Dean, and then Julio, and Dean, and we got a couple Deans. Double Dean. Double Bean. Double the scene. Or the Queen. It's a dream.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You look like an angel, walk like an angel, talk like an angel,
but I got wise. You're the devil
in disguise.
Oh yes you are.
Yes you are.
Devil in disguise.
I mean, the New World Order is not a devil in disguise. I can't believe all these people that are apologizing to me going, I thought you were a kook, but after this IRS thing and the AP thing, man, they admit they're spying on us. Wow, gee. Yeah, and they took thousands of foster kids and radiated them to death, and right now they've got foster kids testing pesticides and drugs on them till they die. I mean, that's the thing, is that it's just so over the top now. And I predicted, I said, these roommates of the Tamerlan and his other brother, they're all dead. And now FBI dropped by for routine questioning, and the man's dead. Just never mind. Move along. And it's just like, man, what are we going to put up with in this country? Because the government has recruited a bunch of killers and scum into their ranks, and they can get away with pretty much anything right now until we say no. And as we wake up, they're freaking out trying to dominate us now. Let's go back to your calls. I'm going to give you an update on the latest on the hearings in Congress where they're saying, I don't know, I don't recall over and over again. Are you on planet Earth? I do not know, I do not recall. I take the Fifth Amendment. But right now, let's go to Dean in Virginia. You're on the air, extremist.
Well, this is one of the D's of the double D's. And it seems like Congress, this is one point, I'll make my main point, but that they're using the Constitution now when it's convenient for them. Other than that, they will shred it. But I want to talk to all the listeners out there. As far as you're always asking, what can I do? What can I do? Well, what I have done, I'm on disability income, but I've gone out and bought a couple memberships. I got out and bought T-shirts, the one with Obama as a tyrant. I go out there with the purpose of soliciting comments, soliciting looks. Like, I go to a grocery store, and a black guy would come up to me and say, why are you wearing that shirt? And I will explain it to him. I said, do you believe what Martin Luther King said? So it gets you into conversation with somebody to eventually tell them about InfoWars. Use the bumper stickers. Every bumper sticker I have, as far as thank you for putting them in the newsletter, because I take them off, put them on my car, and rotate them around. When I see an Obama sticker, I will pull in front of them. I will slow down.
Wow.
And watch them slow down to about 100 yards away. They don't want to read facts. I will take the magazine, leave them in doctor's offices. I will take them and leave them in gyms. I will leave them in lobbies. So everybody listening to my voice that says, what can I do? What can I do? You must be proactive because liberty is not free.
Absolutely. You're like the Johnny Appleseed. We need to recruit for liberty. They recruit for tyranny. And I'm telling you, we are really starting to wake people up. But getting back to, if people don't want to wear a really provocative shirt like Obama as a demon or as the Joker, it's really a demon, or, you know, Hitler's for gun control, people are so stupid, they go, why is Hitler on your shirt? It's like, oh, come on. But the whole issue is that, you know, people take it personal because of MSNBC. You don't like Obama, you must be a racist. I mean, I tell you, if somebody did that to me, I'd get pretty angry. I'd be like, you know, Obama's slaughtering everybody in Africa, blah, blah, blah. I mean, how many times does that happen where black guys come over to you? Like, I guess like they're mad you're wearing an Obama shirt with him as the Joker?
I had somebody pull up to me in the car with my family in it, and I had a picture of Obama on a bumper sticker, and it says, does this ass make my car look too big?
I love that. I'm sorry.
And he pulls up beside me and starts screaming at me. How dare you? Could you say it? And when he stops screaming, I go, mine's Harley. So he expected an interaction with me because, you know, when somebody is locked into their own sick reality, they will not hear any truth. It's just like the zombies out there, the Kool-Aid drinking zombies, will not listen to the fact of what is going on to our
country.
Sure,
but what's going on in Virginia? That wouldn't go too well in places like Texas, period, driving up and yelling at somebody. But that's what they've done on MSNBC. It is like they're telling them the Tea Party deserves to be. They're all racist. Total lies. I mean, they really are trying to balkanize this country.
I will let them talk like that. Then I'll ask them, simply put, do you believe in what Martin Luther King said, the content of character, not the color of skin? I go, you have to understand that we live basically in a two-party dictatorship. Look at Hillary. Hillary's on a lawyer board for 24-7 trying to get Nixon impeached, and her biggest statement was what? What did he know and when did he know it? Who is asking Obama that? Who is asking any of these?
No, I hear you. Great call, brother. Keep it up. God bless you, Dean. More calls coming up. Speaking of that, Rand Paul, Infowars.com. That's why I love Rand Paul. Rand Paul on IRS scandal. Somebody needs to go to jail, and he's calling for outside prosecutors. Kerry complains about Hezbollah fighters in Syria. Federalized local police helped arrest Adam Kokesh. That's big breaking news on Infowars.com. See the red armbands.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. You've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soap that is triple concentrated and made from the highest quality vegetable and coconut oils. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a free catalog and buy American-made products. Order the sampler, a 1 to 2 month supply, or get a 1 to 2 year supply of soaps for all your cleaning needs. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. This is an amazing deal, and you will love the way real soap makes your skin feel. Call 1-800-340-7091 or visit www.5starsoap.com. Alex and his staff have used these earth-friendly, pure soaps for years. See them on the web, www.5starsoap.com, or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. Get SimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to go back to Blake and Dean and Julio. Actually, I'm going to Julio here in a minute. He's been holding the longest now. And then I'll continue with your calls, 800-259-9231. By the way, in studio tomorrow, we've got the former presidential candidate of the Constitution Party who actually was able to reach a lot of the public back in 2008, and a good friend of mine, Pastor Chuck Baldwin, is going to be in studio here tomorrow. He's being interviewed for Obama Deception, too. So we like to multitask and have people that are here in town on the show, like we had Joel Skousen on. And we're going to premiere, it's about 35 minutes long, a groundbreaking interview with Mike Judge. And he does get political in it some. He usually doesn't get political. He's basically a libertarian and a fellow Austinite, and he's been a long-term viewer. I did learn getting to hang out with him some over a few days. The next time he's back in town, we're going to hang out some more just because he's a really nice guy and also very influential. And he said a lot of people are waking up. And he's been awake for a long time, been watching my show since before King of the Hill. And obviously I'm an influence on King of the Hill. I already knew that. But he was sneaking it in, basically, the conspiracy stuff, things like that, in a joking way, but where it's lovable characters. Like, what'd you do with the lottery?
Well, I got about 27 9mm and some full autos and some surface-to-ground missiles.
But it's a big interview, and it airs tomorrow. During the noontime hour, during the last hour, so that'll be there. By the way, we run specials all the time, and then I don't even talk about it. And that's how we fund our operation here. We give you the very best deals on heirloom, non-GMO seeds at the Seed Center at InfoWarsStore.com. Our link through on InfoWars.com to the different, we have two big shopping carts. And we also, one big one, one backup. And we have the ProPure gravity-fed stainless steel water filters. We've only done this one other time, and we sold so many that the factory ran out. Okay, so we're only doing it for a week this time. We're going to run it till the end of the month, 15% off with promo code WATER15. And we don't do promos where we raise the price one month and lower it the next. It's always been the lowest price and then 10% off. Now it's the lowest price, 15% off. We're running this for 1 week, InfoWarsStore.com. And the profit that we make off of this goes towards going to Bilderberg and covering it, getting more computers, more editors, more reporters, more researchers, more journalists. We're hiring two more writers and site updaters. We're hiring more editors and people because we're all overwhelmed. I was up here last night. I went and saw my family for 2 hours, and then I came back, and I was here until 10:30. Rob Dew was here till 3 a.m. 3 a.m. And he's back today. I don't have to tell people to do this. When you are sitting there reading the official RAND Corporation document that is being implemented for open UN occupation of America, and libertarians and conservatives are to be put in re-education camps. I mean, it is just unbelievable. I mean, obviously, I'm not doing enough. I beat my brains out sometimes, figuratively, trying to say, how do I wake them up? What's the lever? What do I do? How do I get them to realize I'm not making this up? How do I get them to understand it? How do I? A sustainability police force for the United States, justification and options for creating U.S. capabilities. There's a whole group of these papers, but I first saw these in 98. This is the new one put out this year. And, man, I read most of it last night. I couldn't stop reading it. Adan Salazar was going to put an article out yesterday, and I said, no, those are federalized police. They're part of this RAND Corporation program. Let me pull it up for you. And I noticed it had been updated, so we were in there for about an hour meeting about it. He went home, worked on it all night, came back today. He's all freaked out in there, which he should be. I mean, you should be freaked out. I mean, you sit there and read a 200-something-page document where it's just about to help America during its collapse. The stabilization force will do this and that, and we'll have to have, of course, the local police forces federalized, and they're going to collapse everything, and it ties in. Well, I'm going to get to it in a minute. And by the way, that's just one paper. Let's not exaggerate. I was on the site last night for about 2 hours. About 30 minutes of it was looking at other papers. I saw like 20-something papers just in the Homeland Security area dealing with domestic takeover. I mean, folks, it's checkpoints. It's being disappeared. They're not just going to arrest you now for protesting. They're going to start disappearing. And I knew I would see this at G20 events in London and in Pittsburgh here in the U.S. and in Toronto, where they just pull up in the black van and grab protesters for no reason. And I knew what they were doing. I saw the body language. It was COINTELPRO. When they first started doing this about a decade ago, it was actors. Because I'd see the body language of them in the police car. They'd have unmarked guys in camo get out and then throwing people in black vans and them screaming, no, not me. It was a psyop on the crowd. Like, you're not just going to get tear gas or pepper sprayed. You're going to be disappeared. And now, folks, they actually disappear people in the U.S., Canada, and London and beat them to death in front of people. And they'll pick anybody. You know, you'll have a guy delivering papers in London to the convenience store. Shows him his badge. They get around him, all in a circle, murdering on purpose. And then it came out, nobody got in trouble. They're just like, who do we pick? Pick him. Guys, got breaking news that's happening. And you got a guy out of his van wheeling in his cart of newspapers and magazines, and he's been doing it for 20-something years. We covered the guy and pulled the story up, and they all just got around him and, like ring wraiths, beat him to death. And that's what it's all about. I mean, can we just kill a guy delivering newspapers? And yes, you can. And that's what America and Europe is. And they're going to take your bank accounts, everything. What is the breaking news? I can't wait to hear this. Oh, let me see. UK officials say violent London attack that killed one may be terror-related. One man was killed, two others wounded in a reported machete attack. Got a band of knives in London on Wednesday as one UK official said the attack could be terror-related. Well, they say the tornado is an act of terror and Obama will save us. Fox pulls story on arrest of Italian gun manufacturer. They're now saying that might have been some kind of stage deal. Who knows? They probably threatened him to retract it. Wadford police fear possible crime and disorder at Bilderberg. So they're saying, we've banning protests. Magna Carta is dead. Federalized police helped arrest Adam Coquette. We've been working on this story for about 2 days. And people wonder, why were there local Philadelphia police on the federal park with the feds helping arrest Coquette for resisting? They come and grab you, throw you on the ground, and then you're arrested for resisting. You're like, well, why were you arrested? You were resisted. Why was he shot in the head? Well, we're not going to say. He may have pulled his hand back, so he killed him. Oh, well, of course, by all means. I mean, he got a crooked toenail. I mean, why'd you take all the people's bank accounts in these countries? Well, it's just and let's scroll down. Federalized local police helped arrest Adam Kokesh. Police list demonstrators alongside terrorists. And yeah, they officially in this unit it says protesting and civil disobedience is terrorism. And so of course he was taken in charge because, well, he didn't resist us, and we grabbed him first, and jurisprudence and common law, and the president says he'll get off, but he won't, because we got a kept federal jury that would indict a ham sandwich and convict it. It's like MSNBC says, the Tea Party deserves to be audited and shut down. They're racist. And again, a lot of people say, hey, they leave you on the air, Alex, because you're scaring everybody. Well, if that's what it is, then we're already done. I don't think like that. I don't think you think like that. You got a bunch of out-of-control crooks at every level acting like we're total slaves. The only answer is to resist every means necessary peaceably. And those of you that want violence, you're the people that actually won't get violent if you have to defend yourself. I've seen it over and over again. The people that talk, the tall talk. That's why, as much as I don't particularly like what Kokesh is doing at this time, I think people didn't like me yelling at Piers Morgan. We've gotten too timid. And he has every right to be armed and march into D.C. as civil disobedience because it's the Constitution, Bill of Rights. Now, the law said blacks couldn't be free, but common law said they were. And people are like, how dare these blacks say they're humans and walk off the plantations? And so I can only admire the courage. And he's finding out now why I admire the courage, because let me tell you, he's lucky they don't kill him in federal custody. They've still got him, aren't Sam, when they're releasing him. Okay? Freedom of assembly is in the Magna Carta 1215. Hundreds of thousands died over a thousand-year war. Thousands over a thousand-year of conflict, as Lord Monckton said a few weeks ago when he was on. It was about a thousand-year conflict. for Magna Carta that became the Bill of Rights Constitution. And now the police, if they can intimidate everybody and convince them they don't have rights, are like, oh, we recommended you be in this field and rent it from somebody. But now the mayor and others feel like, you know, they're, you might be violent. So all of you are suspects because you don't like a criminal group of world rulers who took over by fraud meeting here in secret. You want to come embarrass the mainstream media into covering it. So you're not allowed to protest. But notice they're doing a trick. They're saying you can't protest now and rent a field for an official event. Imagine you can't go. And by the way, it was a classic liberal thing. In fact, I thought that could have even been staged. Oh, we're going to have live music and, you know, speeches and, oh, come speak at it. And I said, look, they're like, Watson's like, they want you to confirm you're coming to it. And the police, you know, the head of the police, actually one of them's the police chief, wants to talk to you. And another captain wants to talk to you. And I said, just wait. They're going to now announce that that is banned to create the illusion. I told Watson 2 weeks ago, I said, you're going to get a call by this person, and they're going to want you to meet with the police. And Watson's like, calls him and goes, how did you know that? And I go, man, come on. Come on. Come on. I was born in the dark. It wasn't last night. They just follow exact scripts because their people are all robots, folks. Their people are robots, man. I know the play. That's what's so frustrating about it. I read the RAND Corporation documents. I know everything they're going to do. You could know everything they're going to do. You've got to know the U.S. code. You've got to have read, you know, 50 of their past reports. You've got to know about other military. I mean, yeah. The problem is not a lot of people have done this research. I've made 4 films on a police state. I've been to the urban drills. I know how they couch all this stuff. I know their program. And it is a paramilitary takeover in slow motion, Red Dawn in slow motion. But it's not North Koreans doing it. It's foreign banks. Oh, and by the way, they're just using economics to get control of the resources so they can turn the food off under PDD, presidential directives, and State Department memorandum. Have one of those moments. State Department memorandum. 200. Guys, look up Henry Kissinger's State Department memorandum on population reduction. I think it's memorandum 200, but I'm not sure. Sometimes my memory fails because of being mentally tired. IRS internal investigation ended 6 months before the 2012 election. Dem warns of special prosecutor. Administration clams up. Top official takes the fifth. I will not answer any questions or testify today. I have not done anything wrong. I'm not a crook, as Richard Nixon said. Takes the fifth after trampling the first. Absolutely. Yeah, it's Memorandum 200. I was correct. Okay. Memorandum 200 is from 74, but the CIA document was actually 73. Absolutely. She tramples everybody's First Amendment, and then she takes the fifth because it's only for them. It's only escape hatches for them. It's now confirmed. Scandal was not... only low-level employees, of course. Claims are falling apart. Yeah, their whole program is falling apart right now. That's some of the news up at DrudgeReport.com. It's also up at InfoWars.com. Armed Homeland Security guards protect IRS from Tea Party protesters. That's an InfoWars.com story linked on the left-hand side of the mighty DrudgeReport.com. And again, if we can wake America up to the secret army now going public against us, the military itself will stand down. That's why RAND Corporation says you've got to get select people out of the military, psychologically test them, and have a mercenary force that has corporate and government power. And it talks about local police not going along with it. And so how do you get a federalized cadre in the local police? And then you make it real sexy to be part of it, and then everybody else will clamor to be in it. I mean, this is all just treason beyond treason. And they've got most of the police chiefs now as federal toadies. And I hope it's worth it to all those police chiefs, you know, because you didn't get a memo not to drink fluoride, did you, Arde Saveda in Austin? You didn't get a memo not to eat GMO. No, you didn't, buddy. They hate your guts. They hate and fear anybody who's armed. But you're not going to listen to me, I know, so. Let's go ahead and talk to Blake in Virginia. Blake, you're on the air.
Alex, the smell of fear is heavy in Virginia today. I think the establishment is working as hard as they can to get this IRS deal out in the open so they can hide the Benghazi deal.
Well, I think that was the media's hope, but the tornado, the IRS stuff, it's not distracting them. The reason the IRS is getting people so mad is because everybody's been persecuted by these people. I mean, there are people that have their withholding taken out that get audited and the IRS takes more money out. I mean, more suicides, more divorce. They've done national studies. The IRS is one of the number one causes of suicide. And it's not due process. It's a criminal group. But I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah. And I've been noticing something here lately. You're talking about food shortages. Lots of empty spots in the shelves in the grocery stores. You know, I travel around the country, and I make a point to hit grocery stores when I can. And I'm seeing lots of empty spots in the shelves. Now, you know, being 70 miles south of D.C., I'm kind of wondering what's going to happen when you turn off the food stamp cards.
That's all part of the plan. And again, when it all collapses, you'll beg for military martial law. Just remember, it was all set up. Just like when Al-Qaeda attacks, you'll beg to have your liberties taken, but the globalists run Al-Qaeda. It's all hiding in plain view. By the way, ABC News is now reporting that the FBI agent felt threatened. First it was he was hurt but not life-threatening, didn't go to the hospital. Now it's the man shot dead by FBI agent in Orlando, Florida, early today, was about to sign a statement admitting to a role along with Boston Marathon. Oh, look, he confessed before they killed him. Bombing suspect, the older brother Tamerlan, in an unsolved triple murder in Massachusetts. Two people with direct knowledge of the case told ABC News. It said that he went crazy and pulled a knife during his interview with the FBI and the state and federal law enforcement officials. See, oh, they found Alex Jones dead. He had a knife. Uh-huh. Ron Paul was found dead. He had a knife. Uh-huh. Matt Drudge was found dead. He had a knife. I mean, just don't believe any of this, folks. One official, not a servant, said the FBI agent was stabbed several times, although his injuries were described by the FBI as non-life-threatening. Oh. I mean, oh, my gosh. This is all just complete bull. More calls coming up. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Don't be surprised when the global elite confiscates money from your bank account one day. They have already very clearly telling you that they're going to do it. With what just happened in Cyprus serving as a blueprint for future bank bailouts, if you are concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together, we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and I will send you a booklet with 10 reasons why gold and silver could be right for you. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the next bank bailout hits. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have. And all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste? By far. Best results? By far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride fluoride and other heavy metals all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Again, folks, you can get 15% off just for the next week on all the ProPure systems with promo code WATER15. We also have InfoWarsHealth.com with the biggest selection of really super powerful vitamins and minerals and trace elements. Just amazing. InfoWarsHealth.com, and your purchasing over there makes the entire operation possible. Here's some of the other news. Thanks to QE3 from Zero Hedge, Bernanke has injected foreign banks with over $1 trillion in cash for the first time ever, and they go through Commerce Department documents here showing it. It's $85 billion a month of your taxpayer money. You want to know why they're militarizing things? They can't believe what they've been able to rob, and now they're going to rob everything else, and you're going to salute while it happens. And Fed Chairman warns ending stimulus would carry substantial risk. Chinese investment in U.S. all-time high. You mean communist Chinese government. Buying up real estate, infrastructure, movie theaters, media companies. Wiener, so disgraced, is still all in, getting ready to run for political office again. IRS tells Congress, we're not going to show you anything. We'll do whatever we want. It's just a total lawless criminal operation. DOJ sees records on 5 Fox News phone numbers, including parents of targeted reporter. Oh, yeah, you gotta arrest State Department people that just give their opinion on North Korea. You're not supposed to talk to the media. It's all about fear, and they think you're scared, so they're going to take everything. And I guess you are, and so everything's gone. You should be afraid of laying down. You should be afraid of encouraging them. But America's instinct is land of the coward, home of the jellyfish, and just if you lay out in front of them, everything will be cool. I mean, where are the men in this country? I guess you're out there. I know you listen to my show. Where are the women? And I guess people are starting to get angry. And I saw the video of the armed Homeland Security guards getting in people's faces of the Tea Party that went and protested. And I love that the Tea Party would just go get in their face, because guys would come stand in black suits and just go, and the Tea Party would walk over and start talking to them. Like, oh, hey, let's talk about what you did. With a sign in their hand. Because let me tell you, you stand there in a black Secret Service outfit or a cop uniform, the average person rolls over like a dog on their back and starts, you know what dogs do. And there's your federal police, folks. There's your federal police. They run America now for the foreign banks. And I actually know some federal marshals, people like that. On average, they're out, you know, doing real stuff. But more and more, the main force is to go after the American people. Yeah, if you keep playing the video, it goes to the guy in the dark suit, kind of staring at everybody. Just, I'm wearing a dark suit. I work at the IRS. I terrorize people all day. Who are you, slave? Shaking fear. Shaking fear. We're going to go to break, come back a little bit of overdrive, and go to Julio and some more callers, people that have been holding patiently. These are the times that try men's souls, and again, only restoring the Republic, only restoring American values, only rediscovering the Bill of Rights, Constitution, I know it's extreme, due process, rule of law, all those horrible evil things that George Washington talked about, only that will set us free. And it was all inspired by our Creator as well. Does that mean America's been perfect? No. But the churches are bought off and paid for it because they're all being audited and harassed. And we've now learned in these IRS audits, they come to them and they say, listen, you had better not speak out against homosexuality or we're going to audit you. And whether you support that or not, folks, it's their First Amendment. So the IRS are now these secret police. And they're like, to pro-life groups, we want you to go out 50% of the time and be pro-abortion. That's the fairness doctrine. It's a stealth, covert, illegal fairness doctrine that is the opposite. These people are a bunch of Soviets, basically.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's jam in some more phone calls here in Overdrive. Julio in Illinois, thanks for holding. You're on the air, sir.
Oh, Alex, man, I tell you what, my friend, we're going through some crazy times, and yesterday I heard your interview with Daniel Estrelin. It was fantastic interview, talking about this transhumanist, this genetic society we're entering. And, you know, I entered a submission for your contest titled Genetically Modified Society, because I feel we are venturing into a genetically modified society.
Oh, there's no feel about it. They say it's the end of humanity. They're going to merge the elite with machines and kill everybody. It's official.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's going to be to a point where in the future, basically all of our food is GMOs and all of our weather will be manipulated. And Sheldon Whitehouse, I interviewed Sheldon Whitehouse for Genetically Modified Society. Some of his quotes are in the film. And I spoke to him back in February out in D.C., and, you know, we talked about, oh, it's climate change to blame for the tornado in Oklahoma, when I asked Sheldon Whitehouse if Congress looked into and whether they would fund geoengineering and cloud.
That's right.
Programs.
You talked to the senator. We have Operation Paul Revere, which has been an incredible success. I guess in a month or so we'll announce the $100,000 winner and the other two winners. I haven't seen your film yet. I know the guys are in there. They're trying to get them collated down for me to watch. I've seen a bunch of them. What's the name of your film?
Genetically Modified Society.
All right. Well, we'll have to air that on the nightly news. We've been airing some of the submissions on the nightly news, 7 o'clock every night. Thank you so much, Julio. Great to hear from you. And again, I sound like a crazy person covering this stuff. I understand that. Because reality is crazy. And I don't know if they're going to get away with all this, but, you know, it's just like the only way to defeat this is to wake up to just how bad it is. Dean in California, thanks for holding her on the air.
Thank you for the work you're doing. I had a couple of hopefully very quick points I wanted to make. You talk about how difficult it is to wake people up, and what I found in my own journey into becoming awake is it's pretty unpleasant experience a lot of the time. It's very difficult. You first have to realize that things are not as rosy as you thought they were, and then you have to go through, you know, a period of, you know, arguing with your friends who don't want to believe it. Then there's a period, depending on how far you want to go with it, where in our case, my wife and I have gotten completely off the GMO foods. And for me, that was just really difficult because, you know, I'm the first to admit I love a good cheeseburger. And, you know, unfortunately, all the fast food outlets, you're barely even getting real food anymore. But over the last couple of months, I dropped 30 pounds. I had some long-term weird minor skin rash irritations. Those went away. But the biggest thing is my mental state has, it's, I don't even know how to describe it. It's like somebody turned off a noise switch in my head. It's like.
Yeah. Oh, no, no, yeah. Did you see MIT saying, no. You know, we're trying to block your brain and make you stupid?
Well, that's what it felt like. It felt like almost as if somewhere between a buzzsaw and, you know, the stadium crowd noise constantly in the back of your head, really just interrupting your ability to, you know, focus on.
Well, sir, mainline fast food doesn't just have GMO. Most of it has silicone in it. They're killing you. I mean, you know Bill Gates is on the board of McDonald's.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me.
And Monsanto.
I walk around and I almost feel like in those movies where the scene where everything freezes and the character's in motion but everything else is frozen in 3D space.
No, no. What was that movie where the guy takes the drug that makes him a lot smarter? That's what it's like. Now, that'll burn you out, too. But no, no, no. That's what I'm saying. Look, if you get off everything, which I've not even been able to do, I still run the GMO. I still, you know, drink too much coffee and, yeah, limitless. I mean, it's like limitless. That's what being human is. That's why they're scared of you being smart, sir. Real humans are beautiful, powerful, and magical.